are on Daf Pei Beis, Amid Beis. Before we start the Gemara, I'd like to clarify something we had said yesterday on Tosfos Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph. We had a Bereise. The Bereise said, "Shtei Kupois Acha Shel Chulin Ba'Acha Shel Trume." Lifneim shtei soim acha shel chulin ba'acha shel trume, v'noflo elu b'soich elu. So we don't know if the saw of chulin fell into the kupa of chulin, and the saw of trume fell into the kupa of trume, then we don't have any problem whatsoever. Or maybe the exact opposite occurred, and then we have a lot of problems. So the Bereise says, Harei elu motorim, that the kupas amuta, shani oima, truma l'seich truma noflo, v'chulen b'seich chulen noflo. That I'm permitted to assume to be toile, that the chulen fell into the chulen, and the truma fell into the truma. V'oma reish lokish, v'hu sherobu chulen ala truma. Reish lokish said, I only make this assumption if in the kupa of chulen there's more chulen than the saw of trume. So that means that even though shitas reish lakish is that trume bizman azaza derabono, so really we have in front of us a suffix derabono. But reish lakish holds that mitzad the suffix derabono alone we would not be mako to say that shani oima, that truma l'seich truma noflo. I need another backup. And the other backup is that a filu, the truma fell into the chulim, but I have roiv chulim. So upon him, the chulim is mevatel the truma. Rabbi Yochanan omar af al pi shaloi rabu chulim ala truma. And Rabbi Yochanan said that we don't need this backup. Even though the kupe of chulin is also a saw of chulin, afal pikein, we are permitted to say shani oima. And the Gemara asked as follows, Bishloima la Reish Lakish, Kesova b'derabona, Nambi ribuye debinen. Reish Lakish holds that even though Truma b'zman azeza derabona, we will not say Sha'ani Oima without a backup of ribuye. That a fill of the Truma fell into the chulen, but it's bottle bereif. Mina teure. Ella Rabbi Yochanan kashe. Aber according to Rabbi Yochanan holds, Trume bizman azeh is a deraise. And Rabbi Yochanan is also makel afilu without a roif. So we're playing with Isurim deraise. That was the Gemara's kashe. So let us just see again the next, the Tosfos, next to last Tosfos on the Yomit. Shtei kupeis acha shel chulin, hiksha rab rav shmulo miachzov, ademakshe mibreise. Why does the Gemara ask a kashe an Rab Yochanan from a bereise, loise mimas nisen de trumis, des amishnen trumis, des nan beis kupeis acha shel chulin va acha shel trume. Shenoflo so shel trume lo soich achas, mehem veini yoidua la eizemem noflo, areini oime lo soich trume noflo. So I'm permitted to assume that the social truma fell into the truma. So there we see klo, you see shani oimer. And then we'll have a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Why do you say shani oimer? It's a sofik diraisa. Vahavu lula Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish leflugi alon. Another kasha taisa says, there's a machlokes, if you need rabin, you don't need rabin. So why did Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, why were their mam and their machloikas on the Bereisa? Why weren't their mam and their machloikas on the Mishnah? Vaheshevri, the Mishum Rebusa, the Rabbi Yochanan Maisi Bereise. The Gemara brings the Bereise, a Rebusa, the Rabbi Yochanan. Tafilu bebeis kupeis ushtei soin, even though there are two soin, teleke lemeime kulei hai uki chulenacheskayu. If there are two soin, so that means I know claw there was a nefila in each kupe, so you can't tell the chulen acheskayu on the cheskas heter, because it was Yisra Cheskos. I know claw there was a nefila. The mash and nofal bekupe shel chulen, that what fell into the kupe shel chulen sofiku. Ve'ein loy cheskas heter, and there's no cheskas heter, because l'chei was Yisra Cheskos, shari bo Rab Yochanan b'loy revir. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan wants to say a chiddush in the Baraisa. Wants to say a chiddush in the Baraisa, even though there's no chazoke, you can't use cheskas heter on the kupe shel chulin. Afal pi kein, it is permissible. Ve'efsher de beso achas afil arish loti sholi b'ray rabiye. The samchina na cheskas chulin shebe kupe, o muki lo cheskos hayu. Lochiloi pligi amasnis na la baraisa. So Taisva says that the Mishnah has no shaykhis to the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Mishnah we have a cheskas. We have a cheskas heter on the kupe shel chulin, and that Chazaka was never Isra. I don't know Bechlal if Asor fell into it or not. So I shtel on Chazaka. So Memele, if I shtel on Chazaka, so this helps Afilu by Trumedia, by, this help, even though Trumedizman is Ezra de Reis, I could also shtel on Chazaka. There's no kasha that we should ask, on Rabbi Yochanan, why is it Mutter? It's a de Reis. Sure, it's a deraisa, yishtalan chazoke. Ma she'en came by the case of the deraisa, it's ischa cheskosa, there were two nefiles, there was a nefile in the kupe shel chulin also, then you can't yishtalan chazoke. So then the Gemara says, so the only reason one could say shani yoimers, because it's a derabono, so that's good according to Reish Lakish, that tum is man says a derabonum, but the Raisa, you wouldn't say Shani Yoima. That is how Taisu says Pshat in the Gemara. So yesterday we had said over Lachere, this Taisu is Shver on the Shav Shmaitze. The Shav Shmaitze says a beautiful Yisod, that if one is a Sofik, if one had a Dover Shel Heter, and he is a Sofik, if there became this Arev in the Heter Iso. So the Shav Shmaitze says there's no din chazoket. You cannot tell the heter on chazoket because the Shav Shmaitze says because the heter never changed. The heter remains heter. Yeah, but the reason you're not allowed to eat it because there's issa there also. But you can never be mevarer to the din chazoket that taruvis didn't occur because of the cheskas heter of the heter, because even if there was a taruvis, the heter remains heter. You're not allowed to eat it because the taruvis of Issa. That is what the Shav Shmaitze says. So we asked Akasha on the Shav Shmaitze from our Taisvis. Our Taisvis says, not like that. Taisvis says that if we have one sof trume and two kupis, we'll stel the kupa achulen on its chazoke. So it seems there is a din chazoke in a sofik taruvis. We don't say like the shmaitzes svore, but it's not shay chazoke because even if it was nesariv, the heter is still mutter. It seems the taisus is not like the shmaitz. That was the kasha we asked. So yesterday we wanted to say a teretz that taisus says in mesechtes nide daf mem zayin, that by dimua midarabonon the zamir de kechidish, when truma becomes nesar bechulin, is not only is one not permitted to eat the chulin because of the taruvis of the trume. No, midrabonon, the whole chulin becomes trume. And the tzamer de kenafkemine, that even though there's roiv chulin, it is potamina chala. If chala bismana says adarabonon, so the Gemara says, so since midarabonon, the whole thing is considered trume, so there's no chiv chala. So we see that the mua is different than all taruvisin. All taruvisin, we could say the way the Shmaitzer says, that the heter remains heter, and one is not permitted to eat the taruvis because of the iser that became the toisef in the taruvis, but the heter remains heter. So therefore, it's not shayach to shtel the heter and chazoke. Ma she'ein kein by trume, toisef says, daf mem zayim, that the chulin also becomes trume through the din of the mua. So now I have a suffix. Did the chulin change? Did the chulin not change? So we stole the chulin on chazok. That is what we had said yesterday to for the kasha we had on the shmaitz. Now I saw today two things. One thing I saw that in Rab Shimon in Shara Yoisha brings down this kasha and the Shmaitze from our Taisvitz. Rab Shimon in Shara Yoisha brings down a yedid of his told him this teretz of Taisvitz and Nida from Taisvitz and Nida. So Baruch Hashem, that made me feel very good. But then Rab Shimon slugs up the teretz. He says it's wrong. It's 100% wrong. So I just want to say over why it's wrong. Rab Shimon has a moira de kecheshbin, which is 100% right. Rab Shimon says as follows. We are talking about, according to Rab Yochanan, he holds Trume Bismana Zeza de Reise. So now, and Rabbi Yechanan also says you do not need Reviyah. That means afilu chad bechad, that means I have, let's say, two kupas, one kupa with a saw of chulin, one kupa with a saw of truma, then I have a saw of truma, and I don't know if the saw of truma fell into the chulin or fell into the truma. So Taisva says, that is no kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, because I'll stel the chulin and chazoke. So we are speaking about, without chazoke, the chulin should be osa min ha-teire. There's not even a roif. It's chad bechad. The chulin should be osa min ha-teire misofik. Min ha-teire, there's no such din that the chulin becomes trume. That's how the rabbonon dike din. We mentioned, mi the rabbonon, the din of the mua is that mi the rabbonon, the chulin becomes trume. That's mi the rabbonon. But we have a shayla na de reis over here. You can't be matter an iser de reis with a cheshbon of the mua de rabbonon. That means min ha-teire, the chulin remains chulin. And min ha-teire, if the chulin remains chulin, according to the Shmaitzer, there's no din chazoke. So memeila, so how can Taisva say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that min ha-teire tzmutim, because she's talam chazoke. You can't use chazoke min ha-teire. The whole cheshbon we said that mi the rabbonon, the chulin becomes trume. So if there would be a the rabbonon, the kishayle, so then we can wishtal on chazoke. But we're not speaking about a the rabbonon, the kishayle. We're speaking about a the reise, the kishayle. So it's weite schwer an the schmeize. So lemaise, I just like to say this over. So Baruch Hashem al kaponim. The kasha is asked on the schmeize from our Tosfos and Rab Shimon. Wants to say, and that's me wants to be chaylik on the shmeitz from this taisus. Al kaponim, now let's get back to the swing of the sugya. That we asked Akasha, we had here a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, pshat, and Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah that a Bas Yisrael that married an androgynous is permitted to eat trume if the androgynous was a koy. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yossi holds an androgynous is a zocher vadai, and therefore, the Bas Yisrael can eat Truma D'Yeraisa. Reish Lakish said that, and Truma D'Zmana says, is a D'Yeraisa. Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Yossi holds that an androgynous is a Sofik Zacha, Sofik Nekeve, so the Bas Yisrael was only permitted to eat Truma D'Rabbonah. Midrabbonah will say Sofik D'Rabbonah Lohok. And that, it was pshat nar gemore's kashe. A gemore asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says that Truma Bizmana says Adiraisim. So how could you say Shani Oimer, Chulun l'soich Chulun noflon, Truma l'soich Truma noflon, the mitolina l'kula bisa diraisim, sanisa diraisim. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers as follows. Omoni Rabbonon hi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this paraisa is going according to the Rabbonon, who hold that Truma Bizmana says the Rabbonon. So the Mail says, since Truma Bizmana says the Rabbonon, the whole shaila we have is only a shaila in Truma the Rabbonon. In Truma the Rabbonon, we can permit ourselves to say, Shani Oimel, Truma l'soich Truma nafla, Chulun l'soich Chulun nafla. Va'ano da omri ki Rab Yossi. I just said that according to Rab Yossi that said Abbas Yisrael that married an androgynous kain is permitted to Truma, I just said Rab Yossi holds that Truma bizmana says that they raise. So Marei Lutzois kishpat at Rab Yossi holds that an androgynous is about the Zoch. The Sanye. Beseder Oilom. We learned in Seder Oilom, Asha Yoshu Aviseho Virishto. It says that, it's speaking about two Yerushas, Yoshu Aviseho Virishto. So the Seder Oilom says, Yerusha Rishoino Ushnio Yeshlahem. The two Yerushas were needed in Eretz Yisrael, in order to give it Kedusha Sa'oretz, Ushlishis Ein Lohem. But a third Yerusha is not needed anymore. What does that mean? That means as follows, that the first time when Yeshua came, the Yash in Eretz Yisrael, and the Yerusha Rishayna was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, Kozman, they were living in Eretz Yisrael. They went into Golis, the Kedusha left Eretz Yisrael. Then was Virishto, they came back, Bizman Ezra. Again, when they were Kovish Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael became Niskadish. Even though they left Eretz Yisrael, they went to Golis again, but the Kedusha of Ezra remained. So therefore, B'mehera b'yameinu when Mashiach will come, there is no need to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again. The Kedusha Shniya remained. Rishoyna Shniya Yeshlam Ushlishas Einlam. There's no need to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again. Now, if there's no need to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again, so therefore, so Truma Bizman is Ezra D'Raisa. It's a Kedusha from Mizman Ezra. And this Baraisa says in Seder Oilom, V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mantane Seder Oilom, Rabbi Yossi. Who is the Tana of Seder Oilom? Rabbi Yossi. So we see Rabbi Yossi wrote in Seder Oilom that Kedushas Ha'oretz, from Mizman Ezra Beiloch remains. So Eretz Yisrael is Kaddish. Mizman Ezra Minatayre, the Kedusha wasn't Nivka through the Golas. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, Trume Mizman Ezra is Adiraisa. That is what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Let us see Rashi. Va'ano amine l'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said, I just said according to Rabbi Yossi, the Masnissen Rabbi Yossi, Kamala, Androgynous, Koyin, the married Abbas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma. Uledidei, according to Rabbi Yossi, Amina, I'm gonna say, af machila b'chazei b'sheik. If we can give a trum, we can give a chazei b'sheik. To trum enamil Rabbi Yossi deraisi, af bizman hazeh. Trum according to Rabbi Yossi is a deraisi. Yerusha rishayne b'mei Yeshua, ave Yerusha. V'chein shniye d'b'mei Ezra, d'shegolo golos rishayne botlo, botlo kedushas ha'oretz. Shlishis Einlam, Kleima, Leiboilam, Ahedah, Umirse. There's no necessity to re-yarshen it again. The Yerusha Aymedesi, the Yerusha remains already. Bashmina Naikrod, Leibotlo, Kedushas, the Oretz, Begolas Titus. That even though they went into Golas, the Kedushas, the Oretz remained. So Al-Koponim, what do we have in our Gemara? We have in our Gemara that the Gemara is explaining that Rabbi Yochanan holds, according to the Rabbonon Truma Bizman Azazah, the Rabbonon, and that is Pshat and the Baraisa, that Shani Yomer Truma Lutech Truma Nofla. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Yossi holds Truma Bizman Azazah de Raisa, because Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kedusha Shniya is Leibot. Before we go further, I'd like to say over Akasha that the Birchas Avrom asks an argument. And the Rambam, Perik Aleph, Halocha Hei, from Hilchis Trumis, says as follows, Kedushas Shniya Emedes Laat. So the Rambam had also like Rabbi Yossi. That's an Halocha Hei. Perik Aleph, Halocha Hei. In Halacha Chavov, the Rambam says, Hatrume bizman hazeh, vaafilu bimei Ezra, eina min ha-Torah. Trume is not min ha-Torah. Elo midivrei. She'ein lecha trume shel Torah, elo beretz Yisrael, bilvad u bizman shekol Yisrael shom. You need that kol Yisrael had to come to Eretz Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv of Trume. So the Rambam split the halacha. That means the Kedusha is there, but the Kedusha alone is not sufficient. You need Bevayachem that Kol Yisrael to come. Bimei Ezra Kol Yisrael didn't come, so Afilu Bimei Ezra was at the Rabbon. So the Birchas Avrom asks, so Bezoi Agamor is a shrek. So how did Rabbi Yochanan know that Rabbi Yossi holds that Trume Bizman Azez Adereise, because Rabbi Yossi said that the Kedusha Shniya remained? The Kedusha Shniya could remain. The Afal Pikein, it's Adarabonon, I'm Barambam, Perkaf Aloch Chavov. So what's Pshat in our Gemara? Let us see Taisvitz. We'll come back to this kasha. Yerusha Rishoyne Shniya Yeshlehem. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Rishoyne Yerushas Avrom Yitzrok V'Yakev. That's Yerusha Rishoyne. Shniya Yerushas Yeshua. Umishom Ve'Eilach from Yehoshua Kitsha L'Yoylam. That's what Rabbeinu Chananu Lohem Shah. Not from Ezra, from Yeshua. V'lo Yitochein L'Forish Kein. So Tosfos asks on the Rabbeinu Chananu, it can't be like this. The B'Soif Perik Yoytze Doifen, Maflig Rabbi Yossi Ben Truma L'Chala. Rabbi Yossi differentiates, this is God the Gemara, which we mentioned yesterday, that Dimua Patas from Chala, of Chala Zadarabonim. So there the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a difference between Trum and Chala, the Imkain. Kedusha Shniye, he Kedushas Ezra. If Rabbi Yossi differentiates between Trum and Chala, so Al Kolchoch, the Kedusha is Kedusha Shniya of Ezra. Why? The Kedusha is Ezra Shaykh Lechalek Bein Truma Lechalek Mishum Degabi Chalek Siv Beboyachem. Bachalot says that you needed all Yisrael should come. Priyaskino Ezra lav kulo solik. When Ezra came, everyone didn't come. So al kolchoch, if Rabbi Yossi differentiated between Trume and Chale, that Chale bizman hazeh is adarabonim, because you need b'boyachem, and then it wasn't b'boyachem. And Trume is adarais. So if we learn like the Beinu Hanano that the Kedusha Shniyah means from Yeshua, by Yeshua was Bavayachem. So how could Rabbi Yossi differentiate between Chala and Trume? So we see that it means, the Kedusha Shniyah means Bizman Ezra. Bizman Ezra, there wasn't Bavayachem. And Memele, since it wasn't Bavayachem, so Memele Chala Bizman Ezra the Rabbon. But that what Tosfos says is Lechayre Fa'emfeld, the Kasha of the Bichas Avram. Now, let's explain. The Yosemeyach says Pshat and Rambam as follows. Where did the Rambam get his din? The Rambam says that by Trume, the Halacha is that if Kol Yisrael did not come, so there's no Chiyuv Trume. Where did the Rambam get this from? So the Semeir says, the Rambam got this from a Sifri. In Sifri it says, V'hoyo ba'alcholchem milechem ha'oretz, torimu la'ashem, torimu truma la'ashem. So hoyo ba'alcholchem milechem ha'oretz is speaking about chale. Torimu truma la'ashem, it says in Sifri, is speaking about truma. So the Sefri is makish Trume to Chala. So just like Chala, Bizman Azez Adarabonim, because you need Bias Kulchem, so the Sefri says Trume also Bizman Azez Adarabonim, because you makish Trume to Chala. That's what the Sefri says, and the Rambam Paskin like the Sefri. We have here a Rabbi Yossi in Mesechta Soite, Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that there's a difference between Trume and Chale. That Chale is Adarabonon, because you need Beboyachem, and Trume is Adereise. So we see clear that Rabbi Yossi himself was not Makish Trume to Chale. So Agamor is Meiridik. That means Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi holds Trume Bizman Azez Adereise. Because I know Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kedusha Shniyah remained, that I have a often to say the Oilom. And if you look at Masechta Soita, you'll see that Rabbi Yossi holds you not Makish Trume Techale. That's what Taisa brings down in Masechta Snida, that you're not Makish Trume Techale. He did not hold like the Sifri. So Memele, so Trume Bizman Azez Adereise, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam that says Trume Bizman Azez Adarabon, because he passed like the Sefri. Shalom al Yisrael. Oy Shol Rav Shmuel Me'an Yoit Esri. The Hochi Koi Rabbi Yochanan Ke Rabbi Yossi. Ano the Omri Ke Rabbi Yossi. I hold like Rabbi Yossi. That Kedusha Shniyah is Kitcha. Lachikah Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yossi, the Yerusha Rishayna Shniyah Yeshlem, the Kedusha Rishayna Loi Kitcha Lossed Lovi, the Kedusha Shniyah. Mi Anad Amik Rabbi Yossi. Beperik HaShoychet V'amale Koma Rashas L'Rabbi Yochanan the Kitcha Lossed, that the Kedusha Rishayna is Kitcha Lossed. So what's happening over here? The Heishiv Ri, so the Ri said as follows. Dile Maisreis Vadei Loi Kitcha Ha'oretz Losid. Legabi Chiyiv Maisreis. So the Kedusha, that's what Rabbi Yossi says, it's Yorsho B'Yerishto. The Yerusha Rishayin was only L'Shaitoi. After Golis, it was Nifkedat Kedusha. Avo Kedushas Yerushalayim, Bahabayis, Kitcha. But that they were Mekadesh Yerushalayim by the Bir Rishayne, they were Mekadesh the Bayis, that Kedusha remains. She Kedushas Mechitza Iskayme Kolsho. This is a different Kedusha. Kedusha Yerushalayim is a different Kedusha. This is not Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. This Kedusha's Yerushalayim. That is a sorry Kedushas. This Kedushas Yerushalayim. That the Yikotchim Kalam in Yerushalayim, and my Sashen Yerushalayim, this Kedushas Amigdosh. This Kedusha was created through the Mechitzas that were built. And by Kedushas Mechitzas Kaime Kol Shom Asher Loi Chaime, the Darshine b'Megillah Afa Pisha Ein Loi Achshav Hoye Loi Koidem Lachem. Kedushas Mechitzas, if the Chaime created the Kedusha, that Kedusha remains until now the Chaime became bottle. So it's a different Kedusha. It's a Kedusha which was created through Mechitzas. One way how to be masbir the chilek between Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Or you could say, Inami, Kedushas Yerushalayim mishum de'ikri nachlo. Yerushalayim is called a nachlo, and ain't la hefsik. Nachlo doesn't have a hefsik. Inami, mishum de'chsiv zois minuchosi adeyat. So Kedushas Yerushalayim is a different Kedusha, and that Kedusha never became this battle. That this Kedusha Saratz Yisrael Maisris, that Kedusha did become battle. It's very interesting, the two distinct Kedushas. That means even though Kedushas Yerushalayim after the Golas Rishon did not become battle, but if a person will plant Meiser, there's no Chiyuv Meiser in Yerushalayim, there's no Chiyuv Trum in Yerushalayim, because Kedushas HaOretz is bottle. That means there's Kedushas HaOretz and Kedushas HaMokim, and that's Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas HaBais. These are two distinct Kedushas. One is no Shaychus with the other. They're different Kedushas. The Osi Shaper. So now, since we differentiated between Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas HaOretz, the Perekam of the Megillah Boi Lameimu, the Ksavi Rabbi Lezer, Kedusha Rishoyne Kitchel Shato VeKitchel Oset. Rabbi Lezer holds Kitchel Oset. Rabbi Yeshua Islay Hosom Behed Yehochi, that it's Kitchel Oset. Bereish Beye Islo Delitra Ktsiyas Botla. They say that litrok tzias becomes bottle. V'mkein sovri de trume bizman hazeh de rabbonon u botla kedushas haaretz. So, how do these two things stem? Because we're talking about two different kedushas. This is kedushas habayis, and this is kedushas haaretz lagabi maisres. V'chein l'rei shulokis habyoisi sova de trume benazer de rabono. According to rei shulokis habyoisi holds trume benazer de rabono. And in Tosfos had said in the beginning of the sugya that rei shulokis holds habyoisi is tane the seida oilam abavoloi svirele. He doesn't hold this aloche. Bepei kodshi kadoshim gos v'chalasvom am habyoisi mishim rabbi Yishmael l'olam ksove kitshil osid. Elo yesh l'chalek v'kdushas ha'oretz l'mechitzes. This kdushas ha'oretz and kdushas mechitzes. Oy tshalo, he asked him another shayla. B'hochim mashme d'sove rabbi Yechon, kdushas ha'oretz d'yereise. Kdushas ha'oretz is a d'yereise. B'medrish rus mashme d'ahave d'rabon. T'koma rabbi Yechonin maisrois. Kivin shegolu niftaru. Beim chayvu atzmon meyaleim. This is a medrash rus, it says that maisra is kivin shegolu niftaru. After the golus, they became potter. Beim chayvu atzmon meyaleim. So how does this stem How does this stim with what Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan seems to say Kedushas Haaretz D'oraisa. Now the Bichas Avram Der Sameach say, according to the Rambam, it's beautiful. We say there's another factor. You need Bias Kulchem. Yes or no? Rabbi Yossi holds by Trumas you don't need Bias. But Trumi you don't need Bias Kulchem. Could be holding by Maisa. Chali need Bias Kulchem. But the Sefri holds that you by Trumas you need Bias Kulchem. The Rambam says, V'nirli who had in Meiser is potter min ha-toyri. He's makish Meiser to Trume. So Memele, this Rabbi Yochanan couldn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Kedushas Haaretz remains, but Afal Pikein, Meiser is only at the Rabbonim because it's missing Bias Kulchem. Hakaponim Tosfos was not noches to this. V'heishav ridikol ha-meima, d'hodakom ha-hoche, v'ano da omer ke Rabbi Yossi, lav mishum de sova Rabbi Yochanan ke boseo, mishum da libe de Rabbi Yossi, da androgenes mes nisen kaimi. Not the Gemara means that Rabbi Yochanan personally holds that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan is only saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, Trum is ad Reis. I personally, I can hold that Trum is ad Rabbono, that Leikid Shalos. I held like the Rabbon. Voidei Meri, da ein nire, she shum chochem yoymer, she kdushes haoretz bezman ba yesheni le maisreis, lochom mitzvah sat luis boret hoise mi da Rabbon. He says, how can we learn pshat in this Medrash Rus, that in Medrash Rus it says, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Meisres kiven shegolu nifteru v'heim chayvu atzma mi'aleim." So the rehitis loshen of the Medrash Rus would seem that after the first golus, the din meiser is ad rabono. So that means by Ezra was ad rabono. That's pashtus. So yes, the kasher Rabbi Yochanan also said the reis. He said, but the Tosfos says no. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't pashtun like Rabbi Yossi. Just saying only according to Rabbi Yossi, he holds meisres is ad rabono. So the Ri says, how could you say such a thing? That Bizman by Yesheni was at the Rabbonon. They nire she shum chochem yoymer she kdushes haoretz Bizman by Yesheni le maisres or le mitzvus atuiz boretz hois mit Rabbonon. No one holds Bizman Ezer was at the Rabbonon. So how do you... So you have some say a problem. How, I mean, you can't say Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. But no one, Tosfos says, no Chochem would say that Bizman Ezra was a Rabbonon. Amaymer HaMuzger, the Rambam says, Claude, that will be me Ezra was a Rabbonon. But the Ri didn't hold this. Bizman Ezra was a Rabbonon. It can't be. Bahi the Medrash, he could look me by Maisa Peretz. The Medrash is speaking about Maisa Peretz. Vochikom. Kivin shegolu nifteru mi Maisa d'Yeraisa. After they were goylem, so they were nifter mi Maisa d'Yeraisa. Behem chivo atzma mi avleim, and they were machayev themselves, Maisa Peretz, kshechozru yoysu ma'ashay chayovim betchilo sheisifu Maisa Peretz. So the Medrash is speaking about Maisa Peretz, that they were potter b'chlal for Maisres, and they were machayev themselves when they came back in Maisa Peretz, which was more than their mechuyev min ha-Torah. Boyd Mary Mutoche Yerushalmi de Shvi is Perik, Yudahi Perush, Kivin Shegolu Nifteru, Shegdushari Shoine Leikitshalos, Lehoya Choyva Lehem Lekadesh is Kolaretz Yisrael. They weren't Machuyev anymore to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, Kediyoma Harbe Krochim, there were many Mekoimis that they weren't Mekadesh again. Chmoishi Nichu Bemikzes, just like they left out, mikzus eretz yisrael, they weren't mekadosh. Hayirashoyim laniach harbe yoise. They could have left out much more. Hayishema hakilim hayiroisim. If they wanted to, they could come back. Bechlal not to be mekadosh eretz. Va'af al pikein chayvu atzmon me'aleim. They were mechayiv from themselves without a chiyuv. Bekitchu, bekivin shekitchu is kitcha mina teire. So the second shad is that what Rabbi Yochanan said in Medrash is as follows. Kivin shegolu niftaru. Vahim chayvu atzmai v'lai means that they were machayv themselves to be mekadish again. Which wasn't necessary. They weren't machayv to be mekadish Eretz Yisrael. They were mekadish Eretz Yisrael again. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. The first time we learned this Gemara, I said over Rabbi Kevege, and now I realized that in Akaponim, in Rashi, in Tosfos, that's not pshat in the Gemara. So, we have to explain the Gemara, which is a very difficult Gemara. The Sova Rabbi Yochanan b'darabonon loybeinen ribuya. Now, we have here the Gemara is basing the Kasha on what we had learned on Amud Aleph. That Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have two kupis, one shall chulam, one shall trume. You have two soin, one shall chulam, one shall trume. So, an yoyma chulam l'seich chulam nafal, trume l'seich trume naflo, and everything is mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan said it is not necessary to have revia. You don't need roiv. Even if the truma fell into the chulin, if the saw fell into the chulin, you have roiv. You don't need roiv. You don't need revia. Now, before we go further, how do we understand this memra of Rabbi Yochanan? So this memra of Rabbi Yochanan be'etzem is very understandable. Truma bizman azaza darabonam. So, in Isurei de Rabbonon, there's a Seder of Tliya. Just like we know Sofik de Rabbonon Lohoko. We know this. There are different guidelines in Isurei de Rabbonon. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in the Din Shani Yomer, this is a Pesach. I have to assume something. Something happens and I have to make an assumption. By Trumet de Rabbonon, I'm permitted to assume Chulon L'Sei Chulon Afla. That is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that by the Rabbonans, you don't need a backup of Reviyah, that, and what if it fell in the Trum and the Chulun? No, you have Reiv. Rish Lakish needed that. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need that. I'm permitted, since it's a Rabbonan, I can assume that I can be Taylor, Trum, Lasaik, Trum, Chulun, Lasaik, Chulun. So the Gemara says, V'sova Rabbi Yochanan b'darabon alei rebeinen ribuye, posnan mikve sheyesh po yabo imso mechubonis, nosan so v'noto so kosher, v'omer Rabbi Yude bar Shil, omer Rabbasim Rabbi Yochanan adruboy, mai lav de nishtaye luboy, loy de loy nishkel ruboy, v'boy yiseyme shani hochadik alameyme shani yoyme. Now, what this Gemara means, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'sova Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi starts off like this. Kasal kedaitach haide moisev. Rashi era mirdike kasha. That the Gemara is going to stell zu over here. The Gemara saw on Pei Beis Amad Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan holds by Isuri de Rabbonon chad bechad bottle. By the Rabbonon, an Isser that becomes Nisarev, beheter, even though it's chad bechad, it becomes bottle. And that is Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Anu mahalach and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, that what Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to eat the chulen, the kupa shal chulen, because a filip the trume fell and it also becomes bottle. Rabbi Yochanan holds chad bechad bottle. Zogt Rashi, kosal kedaitach haide moisip, the one who asked the kasha, the time of Rabbi Yochanan, lav bishum desomech ashani yoyme. Not that it's mutter, because I'm permitted to assume, since it's an isa de Rabbonon, so I'm permitted to assume chulen l'shtzei chulen ofo. Elo mishum, dihavinami ipcha lo ichpuslo. Now, the reason why it's mutter is because who cares what happened? Afilu the truma fell into the chulan. It also doesn't bother me. The loy be'inan ribuya b'derabonon. By an issa derabonon, in order to have a din bittel, you don't need roif. As soon as it becomes ma'urv, it becomes bottle. So this was a moiridika. Havamine. We have to understand this, that the Makshin held, the Rabbi Yochanan holds a moiridika kule. By isurim derabonon, if the issa becomes ma'urv, in heter, chad b'chad, there's a din bittel. A pertinent question, the Bereise says, v'noflu eilu b'soich eilu arei eilu mutorim, shani oime trume l'soich trume noflu. I mean, the Bereise says the heter is not because the trume becomes bottle. The heter is because I'm permitted to assume. So this kasha, I saw the Magi and the Ritve as this kasha and Rashi, which is a psashrekloche kasha. You don't need this heter. Maybe Rish Lakish needed this heter. And that's Loshna Vabaraisa. But you don't need this heter. The Truma fell into the Chun, it's also a bottle. The Zadin, Bittel, Bisuri, the Rabbonon, Chad Bechad. The Mechi, Arev, bottle. So now we have a problem. So what's the problem? We hear there's a Mishnah Mikvois. Nosan saw v'notol saw kosher. Gabi shamashkin u'mei peireis v'temet shehich mitzkoi v'meseches Mikvois. This is speaking about mashkin, mei peireis, v'temet shehich mitz. V'ashmi'inom Nosan so v'notal so kosher. So what is the case? The case is as follows, that a person had a kosher mikvah of memso. Now he added another so of meperis. So now we have 41 so. Now he went and took out a, so we have 41 so on the mikvah. Now he took out one so. So we have again 40 so. But now, between you and me, the 40 saw we have now is most probably not 40 saw of Mayim. It's because Mr. Meperis became Ma'urim. So now, Mustam, I have 39 in a fraction of Mayim and some Meperis here. Now, it says in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm sorry, it said, Rabbi Yochanan said, ad ruboy. That means as follows, that you can repeat this process, you'll add a saw of peiris, take out a saw, add a saw of peiris, take out a saw. Ad ruboy. In the Gemara that Havamina learned, ad ruboy means that till, you can do this 19 times. 19 times you can add a saw of my peiris, take out a saw. Al koponim, you are botuach that there's 21 so of water left over. There's roiv mayim ksherim left over. So then you can do this. But if you'll take out 20, you'll be nosan so, the notal so 20 times. So then it's machza al machza. We'll talk about this soon. So then the mikveh is possible. Now let us see Rashi. Let us just understand the tam of the halacha, and then we'll come to the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Vashmeinon, the Mishnah tells us the afal gav the chozar v'noto. After he added a so, he took out a so. Ve'ikol emeima, and we could say. Now something, this some water missing from the mikveh. This saw that was added cannot be mashlim the men saw. She'ein aruya lemikveh. My peiris is nevoy lemikveh. Avelo hachi kosher. It is kosher. the mechiyo, so why is it kosher? So now, we have a problem. Why is it take kosher? Rashi is being moira kasher. I mean, if you can't make a mikvah of mei peiris, so why is it kosher? The mechiyov legabei botolei. Because as soon as you put in the sov mei peiris, it became bottle to the mikveh. Vahavlu arboim vechat. So then there was 41 saw. 40 saw was a kosher mikveh. One saw was mei peiris, and that one saw of mei peiris became bottled to the 40 saw. Kulin ruy, the old ruy. The one saw became bottled to the 40 saw, and everything is ruy. Vechi shokel chad saw. So when you take out one saw, Poshua boy, you're 40 kosher so. I, physically, in these 40 kosher so, there's some meipeiris. The meipeiris is also kosher. The meipeiris became bottled to the kosher mikveh, kulerui. Valdik, Baruch Hashem, there's a din bittel that the meipeiris gets a din mayim kshayrim lemikveh. Fine. Wonderful. So far, so good. Avol ipcholoi. Now Rashi says the seder has to be though nosan so v'notal so. But if it'll be the other way around, you'll take out a so and then you'll add a so of mei peiris. The chinotal so bereisha chosalei. He took out a so he don't have a mikveh anymore. Trihod the malye havelei mikveh chosal. The mashk alolu ain mashlim in as a mikveh. So that means if you don't have a kosher a mikveh, so then you just pass all the mikveh now. If it would be not also the nosan so. But nosan so the not also is givaldik, Baruch Hashem. Maila, the nishtaya ruboy. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, so now if you would ask us, Rashi just said a beautiful cheshbon over here, beautiful cheshbon that the meipeiris becomes kosher, kulon reuyin. So Mamela, if you'd ask us a shaila, how often can you do this? So between you and me, what's the problem? As long as you always have a kosher mikveh, the meipeiris becomes kosher. So whatever you do, it's kosher, becomes bottled to kosher mikveh. You do it a million times. What's the problem? Everything is kosher. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this. Rabbi Yochanan said you can only do this 19 times, and that's it. Now let's see why. No, but that's the lashon of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, "Va'omer Rabbi Yude bar Shila, Omer Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yechon ad ruboy, my love the nishtaya ruboy." Now let's see what Rashi says. My love the nishtaya ruboy ad yuteso yocholasis. Can he can only do this for yuteso? Avol tveiloy. More than that, he's not permitted to do. The be'inon, the nehevi, ruba make shomim. We need, in the mikveh, there has to be loiv make shomim. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to say, a moiradika ha'ora from the Oroch Laner. This is Tamazei ha'ora and Rashi. The Oroch Laner says that the purpose that one is not permitted to take out more than 19 so, as Rashi says, because you need, there has to be roiv make shomim left over. So, frek the Oroch Laner, I have a secret. You'll take out 20 so, you'll also have roiv make shomim. Could be a full in 21 also, because everything goes with a cheshbon. When you put in the first saw of mei peiris, it got mixed up with the rest of the water. When you took out the first saw, how much water did you take out, and how much mei peiris you took out? There's still lemaise, the al pi cheshbon. When you took out 19 saw, you did not take out 19 saw of mayim. You took out mei peiris also. So when you take out one Yisod, it'll still be Rav Mayim, because as more Meperis comes in, we take out more Meperis also. So if you take out 19 so, you take out 20 so, there is still more Mayim in the mikveh. Okay, that's a ha'orah that he is. That's a problem. But let's dance with Rashi. So Rashi says, and someone asked this kasha to Rabbi Kibbeh Gol. So this is a kasha. But let's forget about this kasha. This is a mathematical kasha. Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan said, you have to take, you can only permit it to do this 19 times. Avot veiloi, the be'inon, the nehevi, rube, make shomim. We have to make sure that in this taruves, this roiv make shomim. Almen. Afal gav de psul sheve de rabono. The psul shov is a de rabono. Boi rube bekashris. You still need rube bekashris. Now, we have to understand a lot of things in this Rashi, but just let's say the ivre in Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to make sure this roiv make shomim in the mikveh. Why do you need roiv make shomim to be mevatel the mayim sheuvim? Now we have a problem. Before Rashi said we're speaking about meperes, now Rashi jumps to mayim sheuvim, but let's forget about that problem also. Maybe temet is a locha of mayim sheuvim, that's what Tosis wants to say. But let's accept everything. We have here mayim sheuvim, and you need, in order for this mikveh to be kosher, you don't need memso kosher now. You don't have memso. You only have mayim. Mayim, you only have 21 so. But you need 21 so of mayim in order to be mevatel, the mayim shuvim of 19 so. And then it's good. But if you have 20 so of mayim ksheirim and 20 so of mayim sheuvim, it's no good. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And the Gemara asked the kasha, you Rabbi Yochanan said by Adarabodon, there's a din bitul chad bechad. So why do you need 21 and 19? 20 and 20 is sufficient. That's the Gemara's kasha. But let's just finish the sugya before we'll try to explain this a little bit. That's the Gemara's kash. The Makshin understood Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason one is permitted to eat from the kupa, one is permitted to eat from the kupa of chulin, is because the truma becomes bottle in the chulin. So truma is managed as the rabbonon, so chad bichad becomes bottle. Frek the Gemara. So why over here did Rabbi Yochanan say you need 21 and 19? 20 and 20 is also good. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, the loy nishkel, but no, you misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan. 20 and 20 is very good. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, ad ruboy. Not that you need have to be left over a roy. You can take out a saw, nosan saw, venotal saw, ad ruboy, till 21 times. If you'll take it 21 times, so that means, so you have roiv may peiris, and me at mayim kshayim. Oh, then it's going to be possible. 20-20 is good. 20-20, so it's chad b'chad. And by the rabbonon, lemaise, the chad b'chad is bottle. Now the Gemara says a second terrace. Rabbi Yid, you know, you learned Krum Shat and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never was makel by the kupis and the saw without roiv. He's not going to need roiv. How we said you don't need roiv. There's a different heter. There the heter is Shani Yoimer. It's a Sophie.
that the truma fall into the truma, that the truma fall into the chulun, it's true. But the rabbanon, shani yoyma, chulun say chulun naflu. Ve'in kan iso, there's no iso. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. You don't need a backup of roiv. You can rely on shani yoyma. Matat Rabbi Yochanan holds that bitul b'roiv, be'bitul chad b'chad, also in iso the rabbanon. Avul hoche, but over here,
now, here you can't say that all the time when he took out the saw, he took out the saw of Meipedis. If he'd be able to say Shani Yoyme, that would be gewaldig. I mean, he'll say Shani Yoyme, he put in a saw of Meipedis, he took out Meipedis, he took in his saw and he took out Meipedis. So then the mikveh would always be kosher because the Meipedis were taken out. But you can't say that.
As soon as the Meipedis falls into the water, it gets mixed up.
That he went and took out the Meipedis. So here you can say Shani Yoyma. By so l'soich kupis, you can say Shani Yoyma. By Meipedis l'soich maim, you can say Shani Yoyma. So here you need bitul.
Bitul.
For Rabbi Yechanan also in Yidroiv. That is the sugya. Now, there's one tremendous problem we have to understand in the sugya. Now, what's happening over here? Before Rashi started explaining that the Meipedis becomes bottle in 40. In order for it to become kosher, you need a kosher mikveh. It won't be good, not also of a nosan, so it has to be kosher mikveh. And then Rashi says, it's kosher, cool and ruin le mikveh. It's kosher. It's fine, it's kosher. Now all of a sudden, there's a new problem over here. You need roiv. Without roiv, it's no good. What happened? With roiv, it is good. The more shail is, what happened over here? So lechere, it would seem as follows. But there's a new problem. For example, the halacha is that what happens if you have 60 zaysim of kosher flesh? And now one zayis of nevela falls in. So what's the din? It's bottle b'shishim. You can eat the whole taruvis. It's bottle b'shishim. It's bottle. Fine. Eat everything. Heta, everything is heta goma. Don't be frum, tata gom. Now, another kezayis of nevela fell in. So what would we say? No, now I have 61 of heta. So another zayis fell in. So what's the shaylet? Zichamuta. No. Here there's a svara of chayze v'nir. You know that zayis of nevela was sleeping. But now you put in another zayis of nevela, now it woke up, now you have two zaysim of nevela, and you don't have shishim connected to zaysim of nevela, so now it's also. What is this concept of chayze v'niya? Abochanan says in a note, Amir dikizach, Abochanan says that you have to understand, let's understand the first case. When you have shishim, and the kezayis of nevela falls in. So he says, the nevela became ois nevela. Please, that's a metzias. Nevela is nevela. Now the Torah said, this nevela, you're permitted to eat, kol's man, it's in a taruvis of shishim, so and you don't know which it is, and it's not nois and tam, so memele, so you're permitted to eat the nevela. That's pshat. If you're shishim kenegdoi, so the shishim is mashtik the nevela. The iser, it's mashtik the iser. You're allowed to eat it. It's nevela. Nevela is a metzias. You can't change a metzias. But the shishim is matter the iser. But now, so that's if you have shishim to be matter the iser. The minute you lose your shishim, another kezayis falls in. So then there's a din chayzev in the year, and then now you have problems already. Now everything becomes us. It seems over here, just like we said before, what would be, that means if you have 21 meipedis and 19 mayim, then there'll be a problem. All these meipedis, all these mayim shuvim, whatever we're speaking about,
that which was good till now will be chayzav aniyah now. Now you have roiv my peiros over here. So that din bittel that was machsher the mayim can only work kol zman, and that we see. But on this din of chayzav aniyah, that way we mentioned before by macholim, there's a din of nation time, you always need shishim. On this din, we need roiv. We need a din roiv that there shouldn't be a din chayzav aniyah. You need roiv mayim. Or according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara held, if he holds that an Isser Darabonon becomes Botel Chad Bechad, you should need Makza Mayim. The Gemara was handling about, it seems this is about, there's a new problem over here. Kol Zman, we had a ratio of Roiv Mayim that could still be Mevatel, the May Peiris or the Mayim Shuvim, so there's no din of Chayzav Aniyah and everything is kosher. But we have to have a ratio of Roiv in order to be Mevatel. Don't need Shishim, you need Roiv. That means the minute it became Bato, first you needed a mikveh to be Machsheret. But the minute you were Machsheret already, now we need a Roiv not to say Chayzav Aniyah. Or we need chad b'chad not to say chayzav aniyah. That was the shakla v'tai in the Gemara. So the Gemara had a hava mina that the first lashon held that Rabbi Yochanan is saying you need roiv not to say chayzav aniyah, that you always need a sheer bittel to be mevatel the shuvim. So the Gemara says for shuvim you don't need a roiv. Machz is also good. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, the first Teretz said, Ein hochinami, machz is good. But Rabbi Yochanan only said, you can't have roiv shuvim, because roiv shuvim will say chayzav aniyah. The Gemara, the second Teretz says, that whenever it comes on to bittul, so then Rabbi Yochanan also holds that you need roiv. Afilu b'ayin yisra d'rabbonam. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan was makel by Shtei Kupis and Shtei Soim, because there is a heter of Sha'ani Yoimer, and here by Mikveh, there's no heter of Sha'ani Yoimer, because the Meperis became misbalbal, misarev in the Mayim, so you can't say that he's only taking out Meperis. Therefore, so here we need a Din Bittel, and the Din Bittel is Beroiv.